Hello, this is Pastor Becca Bateman of Doylestown Presbyterian Church. As our podcast audience continues to grow, I want to thank our loyal listeners and welcome those who may have just recently found us. We know that life can quickly become so busy, so this podcast offers an on-the-go opportunity to hear Sunday's sermon, along with a scripture lesson from that day's lay leader or preacher. We also encourage you to visit our website at dtownpc.org to learn more about our church and all the diverse ministries. Thank you for tuning in.
Good morning. Today we will have three reflections on our scripture. Psalm 121 is a part of the Songs of Ascents, which means to go up. The belief is that this part of the scripture references both the pilgrims' journey to Jerusalem, known as the City on the Hill, and their climb up the steps of the temple. In this particular passage, the traveler who looks toward the distant hills asks where help will come from, knowing that the answer is from God. The second voice then responds that God is always with us, never sleeping as our protector, keeper, and shield. As a teen, my journey now has both its ups and its downs, happiness and sadness, anxieties and sometimes fears among various things. Sometimes it can be hard to be strong or do the right thing or have all the answers. But this song reminds me that awake or asleep, I can count on a God and a DPC family that are always there, wherever my road trip takes me. In a slightly more modern interpretation, the traveler's song might sound like this. This is from the Message version. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep. Not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. God's your guardian, right at your side to protect you, shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering you from moonstroke. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now, and he guards you always.
Good morning again. Okay, so the house my family and I have lived in, we have lived in for around 13 years. And for 13 years, there's been a sign hanging above our door in the garage. I always knew the sign was there, and maybe when I was younger I skimmed over it, but I never really took the time to actually read it and understand it. Until yesterday, my mom pointed it out and I really read it. It says, "The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Psalm 121. Psalms are poems and songs. Some sing stories of rejoice and joy, while others cry out to God, praying for guidance. In this specific scripture, I see it as a story of hope, of prayer in desperate or hard times. God is always there, shining light down on you, even if you feel alone. God may not always send out big flashing signs that say, "I am here," but instead, God sends small messages that can be easily missed or taken for granted. When the hill seems too steep to climb, your foot will not move. When the sun feels too strong, God is the shade at your right hand. And when the wilderness confronts you and dangers arise, God will keep you from all evil. Now, I am not saying evil is not in our world today. Bad things do happen to us, and it feels as if we were betrayed. But the promise isn't that nothing bad will happen. The promise is that we can always look up to the hills and know God is there. The promise is a new life apart from this, that evil will not have the last say. When looking on the front cover of today's bulletin, there's one thing that I noticed in particular, the sun. The bright beams of light shining down on the land to me is God and God's reassurance. The wilderness can be dangerous, it can be scary, it can be new. In times like today, it can be hard to believe that God is always keeping us safe, especially when times become challenging. But I always look for the small things. The clear sky, the blossoming flowers, the crisp breeze, or even the way the sun reflects in the stained glass windows as I speak. When I look at this picture, the sun reflects hope, And that hope is the gift that Jesus gave us. This scripture, Psalm 121, is a prayer, and it's hope. And it's how I'm able to carry on and wake up each day feeling okay, knowing I'm not alone, and I never will be.
Good morning, everyone. To continue on our scripture for today, I will be reflecting on my time at DPC in a place I have felt close to God. When I was younger, I liked attending church with my family, but had trouble sitting still, focusing, and had trouble talking. I wanted to be in Sunday school, but I needed a lot of help because I liked to get up and explore a lot, and our church had trouble finding people to help with me. My dad and I started to attend TPC with my nana. I liked coming to DPC. I loved all the stained glass windows and the organ music. My mom and dad talked to Pastor John about me attending Sunday school during church services. Pastor John was very helpful. He found Mr. Tony, who agreed to be my shepherd. Mr. Tony helped to guide and work with me in Sunday school for almost 2 years. Without Pastor John, Mr. Tony's help, kindness, and patience, I might not be in church today. With the support of Pastor Josh and Ms. Crystal, who worked with my parents to find ways that would be helpful to me, I started attending Club 456 and then Five Element and Youth Choir. Pastor Berto was also very cooperative, supportive, and helpful to me as I went through confirmation. Some of my favorite memories are being a part of the Daniel Play and a separate in the Christmas Eve family service in 2017. I made many friends in youth group who have been good mentors to me, and my faith has grown stronger. I'm proud to be the newly elected youth deacon for the next year. Next year, I will be attending the GAP transition program at CB West and looking forward to being a super senior for Element. I'm thankful for Pastor Paul Wayne, Pastor Becca, Pastor Tom, Ms. Megan, and all of the DPC youth leaders for guiding me and helping me to grow and mentor. Thank you to all my DPC family for the love and support you've given me over the years. It means so much to me, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you again for joining us today. Once again, I invite you to check out dtownpc.org for information about our worship and programming for all ages.